It would have been fine to go up the highway in front of Moreo's and see all the excitement, but that would have been only asking for trouble. Time was still important. I had carefully laid out a route that avoided all congested traffic, and this was what I followed. It was only a matter of minutes before I was pulling into the loading area in the back of the big store. There was a certain amount of excitement here, but it was lost in the normal bustle of commerce. Here and there, a knot of truck drivers or shipping foremen were exchanging views on the robbery. Since robots don't gossip, the normal work was going on. The men were, of course, so excited that no attention was paid to my truck when I pulled into the parking line next to the other vans. I killed the engine and settled back with a satisfied sigh. The first part was complete. The second part of the operation was just as important, though. I dug into my paunch for the kit that I always take on the job, for just such an emergency as this. Normally, I don't believe in stimulants, but I was still groggy from the banging around. 2 cc's of linotin in my anti-cubital cleared that up quickly enough. The spring was back in my step when I went into the back of the van. The driver's assistant and the guards were still out, and would stay that way for at least 10 hours. I arranged them in a neat row in the front of the truck where they wouldn't be in my way, and went to work. The armored car almost filled the body of the trailer as I knew it would. Therefore, I had fastened the boxes to the walls. They were fine, strong shipping boxes, with Moreo's printed all over them. It had been a minor theft from their warehouse that should go unnoticed. I pulled the boxes down and folded them for packing. I was soon sweating, and I had to take my shirt off as I packed the money bundles into the boxes. It took almost 2 hours to stuff and seal the boxes with tape. Every 10 minutes or so, I would check through the peephole in the door. Only the normal activities were going on. The police undoubtedly had the entire town sealed and were tearing it apart building by building looking for the truck. I was fairly sure that the last place they would think of looking was the rear of the robbed store. The warehouse that had provided the boxes had also provided a supply of shipping forms. I fixed one of these on each box, addressed to different pickup addresses, and marked paid, of course, and was ready to finish the operation. It was almost dark by this time. However, I knew that the shipping department would be busy most of the night. The engine caught on the first revolution, and I pulled out of the parking rack and backed slowly up to the platform. There was a relatively quiet area where the shipping dock met the receiving dock. I stopped the trailer as close to the dividing line as I could. I didn't open the rear door until all the workmen were faced in a different direction. Even the stupidest of them would have been interested in why a truck was unloading the firm's own boxes. As I piled them up on the platform, I threw a tarp over them. It only took a few minutes. Only when the truck gates were closed and locked did I pull off the tarp and sit down on the boxes for a smoke. It wasn't a long wait. Before the cigarette was finished, a robot from the shipping department passed close enough for me to call him. "Over there! The M-19 that was loading these burned out a brake band. You better see that they're taken care of." His eyes glowed with the light of duty. Some of these higher M-types take their job very seriously. I had to step back quickly as the forklifts and M-trucks appeared out of the doors behind me. There was a scurry of loading and sorting, and my haul vanished down the platform. I lighted another cigarette and watched for a while as the boxes were coated and stamped and loaded on the outgoing trucks and local belts. All that was left for me now was the disposing of the truck on some side street and changing personalities. As I was getting into the truck, I realized for the first time that something was wrong. I, of course, had been keeping an eye on the gate, but not watching it closely enough. Trucks had been going in and out. Now the realization hit me like a hammer blow over the solar plexus. They were the same trucks going both ways. A large red cross-country job was just pulling out. I heard the echo of its exhaust roar down the street, then die away to an idling grumble. When it roared up again, it didn't go away. Instead, the truck came in through the second gate. There were police cars waiting outside that wall, waiting for me. Chapter 3. For the first time in my career, I felt the sharp fear of the hunted man. This was the first time I had ever had the police on my trail when I wasn't expecting them. The money was lost, that much was certain. But I was no longer concerned with